They won't. That is, it will be stories that, you know, when you get to the land of the Arameans, there are some people they call doctors. They say, hey, what do they do? And when people are sick, they give them herbs to drink. And they say, hey, okay, next holiday we'll go and see. No, the Jews would have been taking trips to neighboring countries to go and see what sickness looked like. He said, hey, is it what sick people are? Ah, now, wow. Okay. What a pity. And they'll go back home. Are you getting my point? That is, listen, prosperity would have been so natural to them, they would not have thought it was an act of God. I don't know what I hear what I say. I keep on telling people that once you can still get up and be praise God. You know that money as I was waiting for it and then it finally came. I just locate you. You're still poor. That's it. I'm not angry with you. I'm not angry. Me and you probably on the same level. I'm not angry. Are you getting my point? But those kind of testimonies locate you instantly. You never make them. You never reach. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As the pastor was talking, I just connected with it. Do you know, as of this morning, I had the 25,000 I needed. Amen. Amen. So praise God, you are going somewhere. It's glory to glory. That level of glory is very low. 6 watts. Now, are you getting my point? All of us, I mean, we're all at one particular point. What I'm saying is that for the Jews, what God said to them, which is also your own situation, where God is taking you to, he said to them, thou shalt remember. It is the Lord thy God that is giving you the power to create wealth. You know what that meant? It meant that they will have prospered so much, they will have forgotten that it's not natural. Yes, that's what it was saying. That their children will be born into prosperity. So that the children, look, listen, I told you, this is my own estimate. I looked at Europe, all right? Because that's what happened to them. God poured prosperity, abundance to them. Children were born into prosperity. They think it's natural. They think it's their birthright. They think Charles Darwin arranged it during evolution for them. That they will prosper. God said, okay, let me show you some lessons. Listen. One day, soon, we will be carrying food aid to Europe. You will say, I said so. Amen. Don't say amen. Are you wicked? Okay, you are looking from our own side, Abby. Yes. About our own prosperity. Okay, I thought you were looking for their judgment. Okay, now I understand what your amen is about now. Forgive me. Now, you know what? Why I say so is that you see, God can't feed you this much, then you start biting his fingers. He will withdraw his hand. Then you know that food is not natural. It's not natural. Shall I prove it? Jesus never took a bite without saying, Father, I thank you. You used to breathe anytime. You never say, Father, I thank you. Once you brought food, the Bible says he will give thanks before breaking the bread. Food is not natural. It is God-given. Birds just don't find food. Listen, angels are commissioned daily to go and serve them. Food is not natural. It's not natural. That's why before Jesus ate, Father, I thank you. To have food on a daily basis is a gift of God. Don't ever eat without saying, Father, I thank you. There are times I take a glass of water and I worship the Lord with a glass of water. Father, I thank you. This is water. Oh, hallelujah. It is water. Oh, praise God. And I drink it. Because don't think it is natural. It's not. God prospered some people so much, they thought that it's natural. So they started teaching laws that God doesn't exist. Evolution fact. There's something they show on National Geographic all the time. Is it National Geographic or Discovery World? He said that some time ago, an event happened. We're here by chance. They were just talking. I said, no, be in our fault. Hunger will soon teach you we are not here by chance. Yes. But this Christ you are seeing. you know that thing that happened in Norway. He said, before then, their prime minister will ride bicycle to the office. No security guard. You can park your car in front of the prime minister's office. Now they've changed their mind. I know Al Qaeda Duam, one of their boys. What am I trying to say? When God wants to cause disturbance to people so that this insult they have insulted him is too much. Anyway, let me not sit on that. What I want to just explain is the fact that I want to use that one to paint the picture that God can prosper you to a level that you will not realize that prosperity is a special gift. That's what I'm trying to explain. That's what I'm trying to explain. I just use those ones as illustration of people that God have done those things for and they are forgotten. That God had to command the children of Israel that, listen, no, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get well. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Because he said there's a tendency to forget it when I fed you and you're full. You get my point? It was not normal for them. You throw a corn, all right, into the earth. It produces like 5 heavy cobs. And it's been doing that for the last 40 years. So you think that's how things are supposed to be. You know, things are supposed to just, you know, you read a lot of science books, they say, or watch them. They say, that's how it's supposed to be. Stephen Hawking said, there's no need for God. Yeah, that's what he believes. That God is not necessary in the equation. That you see, the way the atoms react, the universe, the subatomic molecules, naturally, they will come like this. Naturally, they will form a brain. Anyway, let me leave the man. I'm sure the man is angry with God for what God did to him. As I is insulting him like that every day. Let's leave that matter. Let me sit on my own message for today. That what God is doing is what is entering into you. Are you getting my point? It's making health natural. Do you get my point? Science studies every day. And they are always identifying genes that predispose to this and cause this. I'm a preacher, amen? I'm a Christian, all right? And I also read all this, I mean, because of my profession, I've read all of these things. And I've come to a conclusion. I wish I could put money on it. Over the next 25 to 40 years, they will revise all those doctrines and tell you it was a lie. So don't just go and hang your life on what the scientists are saying now. They will soon change their mind. Okay, let me tell you, those of you who don't know, those of you who are in the job, you know what I'm saying. If I ask most of you, what causes ulcer? You will say stress. But if I ask these people now, they'll tell me it is bacteria. Yeah. A few years ago, I discovered it's not just stress, it's bacteria. I wrote an article the other day that they said peptic ulcer can be transmitted through kissing. And not a joke, and that's a matter of fact. My husband has peptic ulcer, wife uses his toothbrush, you get peptic ulcer. Yeah, no, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. I'm saying it's not a joke. And I laugh. I said, this is for today. Come in 15 years' time, they will discover that it's not the bacteria itself. It's a particular strange atom that it carries. You know, it's always like that. It's always, look, I can bring you 4 textbooks, the same book, but 4 different editions. I'll show you what the first one said and what the last one said. One of my classmates went to university. I offered him granite. I was eating granite. Well, you want some? He said, he doesn't eat granite. I said, why? He said, because of aflatoxin. aflatoxin. Okay. Of course, I too learned it later. He learned it before me. So you won't chop granite because of aflatoxin. Very nice. They say it grows on, not granite, grain. It's produced by fungus that grows on moldy grain. So I feel like calling the guy and say, why? I hope you don't eat corn too. Or wheat. Because you never can tell. Yes, it's true. I said, very soon you will find out that oxygen kills people. Yeah, science. We always find these things out. One day I read an article that if you drink too much milk, your chances of having prostate cancer increases. When I read the one that said, if you don't drink enough, your chance of being hypertensive increases. Somebody told my wife the other day that they said, don't eat watermelon. Because what happens? It enlarges the heart. I told my wife, that one is a lie. So I quickly, because the computer was there, I just hooked onto the web, downloaded heavy analysis of watermelon. I said, that one is a lie. Now, I'm bringing an issue here. They keep on tossing us to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I have found a safety net. That's the word of God. One, he satisfies my mouth with good things. My youth will ever be renewed. So that I will be strong like a young eagle. I like the way today's English version puts it. Even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. It's my safety net. Are you getting my point? I found out death is not an accident. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
It is not an accident. It's not an accident. Your life is not preserved by chance. The power belongs to God. Do you get my point? Are there toxic foods? Maybe. Are there good foods? Maybe. One thing I do is anyone I put down, Paul said, eat without asking questions. Just give thanks. If you give me granite, boys, I dey work. If there's a plant toxin, I blow on it. It just flew away. Please, I'm bringing an issue here. That we can't afford. You know, there's a time God spoke to Adam, sit down here, do the day. He went to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is, he began to decide what was good and what was bad. We can't afford, I wanted to say, to allow our lives hang on things that are temporal. Are you getting my point? The primary reason why you will live long, my brother, is not because you exercise regularly, you watch your food. There are those who don't watch their food. They live very long. Are you getting my point? Yes. If I used to say something jokingly, that when we're young, if anybody told me my father wouldn't live twice as long as my mother, I would not have believed it. My father was finicky. But every evening you must eat fruit. That is, he will explain why you should eat fruit, what it does for you. He's careful about, they read, you know, all those small, small scientific knowledge. Yeah, he's always telling us this. My mother didn't care about any of those things. Apart from this sickness of worry, occasionally, my mother has never really been sick. I used to think she was sick, but it's as I grew, I realized that she was never sick. It's worry. Where are my children? Where are my children? Where are my children? Oh, then she falls sick. Ha, ha, ha. The only sickness is, you know, my nose is kind of blocked and my body is not feeling very healthy. Who doesn't have blocked nose with you? You get my point. I'm not saying you should live carelessly. Did I say that? I'm just saying that is not the thing that will keep you living healthy and living long in life. No. It's not the scientific knowledge. It is not the carefulness with which you I just remember one proverb. You understand my point? He said that even the chameleon, it dies. You know chameleon? Have you seen the way it works? Have you seen a chameleon walk? Step like this. Very gentle stepping. And they said, even the chameleon, one day he go die. And you get what I'm saying? Those things are secondary. The most important thing in life is that God preserves your life. And by the entrance of his word, he's telling you again, death is not natural to you anymore. It was those days. I don't care when your father died, when your uncle died. There are people who have calculated that I know I can't live beyond the age of 52. Why? They have stories to tell. Listen, your children will say nobody in our family dies before the age of 75. Amen. And that's for the ones that did something wrong. We told uncle to stop running so fast. That's going to be their story. That the man drives like he's crazy. That's why he died at 75. You will live to be 90 if you wish and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God is by the entrance of his word, that's my message today, creating a new natural state for you.
Amen. And that is somewhere of what I'm saying.
By the entrance of his word, he's creating something new that you will call natural. Listen, when you are talking business, you will no longer have the ability to conceive small things. Are you getting my point? Listen, I told you about the story of a friend of mine that, well, somebody I know, who told got to the airport once, said, what do you do? He said, I'm a hotelier. And they thought maybe he owned an intercontinental chain of hotels. He thought maybe he's a nephew of Hilton. Because, listen to me, because the man he was talking to, that's the way he reasoned. As far as he's concerned, what that man had was bread and breakfast, what Americans call bread and breakfast. You have two buildings in Enugu, and you say you're a hotelier. What do you mean? You mean you run two breads and bread and breakfast? That's the way he sees it. What am I saying? He didn't have the ability to think low to that level that somebody like this should call himself something like that. I mean, how you like to see somebody who just went to primary school, they learn about vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, and say, what do you do? Say, I'm a doctor. Because you learned how to give some health advice. And of course, I've seen it before. In deep villages, if you go to the deep villages, when you see the man they call Doc, when you see him. I've seen them. And the man is Doc, you know. When you see him, you're embarrassed. You don't know how to. And you can't even explain to them that this guy. What I'm saying is, God will bring you up to a level. That's what I'm saying. That by the time you do what people today call big business, you will think it's exercise for your small children. Amen. Do you get what I'm saying? That you will get to a level when you want to think. If they say, money is hard to come by, you'll be thinking, how many billions are you trying to borrow? That if a friend tells you, man, things are rough, money is hard to come by, you just say, so how much are you trying to borrow? You say, like five. Five? 5 billion? Yes, no, it's not 5 billion. So you're like, what? You say, 5 million. 5 million. What? And you ask what you are calling money. Is that money? Out of anger, you pull out your check. So if you ever call that in money, my president will quarrel. Sign the check. Say, please, take. When executive, anytime you have it, you give me back. Thank you. Stop calling that in money. Is that here, amen?
Amen.
That's what God is able to do. Our problem is not a 1 minute prayer, emergency breakthrough. That's not what our problem is. Our problem is a mindset that can't think big. Our problem is a fiber of a being that's corrupted by nature. That when a man lives to be 70, he says he tried. That's what I'm saying. How old was your father? He was 70. He tried. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You're used to people dying at 40, 45, 50, 50 something. So when a man makes it to 70, you start reading scripture upside down. That God promised that 70 years. Meanwhile, go and read it in context. Moses was lamenting. God, how come you have punished us so much that now we are dying at the age of 70? That the strong ones make it to be 80. Why? That's what Moses was saying. We have turned it to quotation. The Lord promised 70 to his loved ones. He never did. He never did. The only reference I see in the scriptures about age was that young people should die at the age of 100. That's the only reference I ever saw in the Bible. Anything short, the one we're experiencing today is a problem. It's eternal life not yet manifested. Moses talked like that because, go and read it, his ancestors, them Abraham, them Isaac, them Jacob, all right? What did they used to say? 140 was natural for them. 160 was not anything outstanding. And Moses himself lived to be 120. So when he saw his colleagues, his contemporaries dropping at 70, he was vexed. It was Moses that was praying. It was a song of Moses. That why, God, why can't you forgive? The reason was that the people that God cursed, that they would not enter into the promised land. As the years were passing, they were hitting, like maybe the man has now become 70. God looked at it, if it is beyond this, you get the promised land, he dies. They were dying 70, 60, 70, 75, 70, 75. A few make it to 80. The thing was paining Moses. All the young men he brought out of Egypt, they were strong and agile. They were dropping dead in the wilderness. He began to lament. Why? 70, why should they die? But for us, a man lives to be 75. Say he tried. At least he trained his children. When God expected him to bless his grandchildren. What God expected is that he will bring your grandchildren home. And your father will bless them. And when they have great grandchildren, they will come and he will bless them. A man died at 75. I say he tried. It's not our fault, like I said. It's what we have experienced. What am I saying? God is working in us to bring us to a new level of expectation and a new level of experience. So at the time we come, you hear a man died at the age of 70. You say, what happened? What? This is the time you should have just started relaxing and enjoying his grandchildren. And you talking, you are 86. And you don't feel sick at all. And your phone is ringing. You say, wait, I'm coming. I'm busy right now. You guys call me back. Ma'am. Yes, I'm serious. Your grandchildren coming. Hey, my boy, if you be racing around the house. Yeah, catch me if you can. Brethren, it doesn't come by just one single prayer. No, it doesn't. It comes, we've been interacting for the last 1.5 hours. I will continue to interact with the word of God. It brings a new light, new understanding, new expectation. And listen, those things change the very kind of myosin and actin fibers that your muscles are using. And I don't mean that as a joke at all. It will transcribe some kind of molecules. Now, one day scientists will check it, they won't understand that this thing was possible. They will say, in these same genes, yes, it has been latent all these years because of sin and iniquity. And the righteousness of God is going to make them come to the surface. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.